Hundreds of Ethiopian immigrants and their families gathered in South Nashville Sunday in a show of unification after more than a quarter century of division. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, it stems from a religious and political rift 12,000 miles away that's had a very real impact on Nashvillians.
27 years ago, the Ethiopian government collapsed and the religious patriarch fled the country.
As a young Ethiopian Orthodox Christian child, it was a confusing time.
Abby Lassane says, in some ways, it's stayed confusing. A whole generation of Ethiopians spread around the world has lived with a divided church, one side that recognizes the exiled patriarch, the other that follows the leader installed by the church at home. And with a growing Ethiopian community in Nashville, that divide has been present here too. Lassane says he thinks it's been especially hard for kids.
They go to this church, and somebody will tell them this is the right one, and you shouldn't go to the other one. And as a church, does the same thing. So it has a huge impact on social life.
But this seems to be changing. A new prime minister in Ethiopia recently welcomed back the exiled religious leader and called for unity. And on Sunday evening in Nashville, people from the various congregations came together for a reconciliation and worship. Lassane says it gives him hope that the Ethiopian community in the city will be stronger for it. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.